Good afternoon. Low pressure along the eastern seaboard will keep scattered showers going throughout the afternoon across the region. There could still be just a few slick spots in the deepest mountain valleys in the Adirondacks and Greens as we go through the afternoon, but most everyone is warming above freezing through the 30s, and temperatures will reach the lower 40s by mid to late afternoon on average. As that system departs tonight, we'll still have some scattered showers and low-level moisture around, also areas of dense fog overnight, as temperatures drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. A deeper storm will head out of the lower Mississippi Valley and toward the Great Lakes tomorrow. On this track, we'll continue to see showery weather turn into a steadier rain around interior New York and New England during the day, and some of that rain could be heavy at times. The wind will also pick up during the afternoon and especially through the evening hours as the storm intensifies over the Great Lakes. The southerly wind will also transport in milder air, and readings will reach the lower 50s through the middle of the day tomorrow. We'll have areas of dense fog, especially in locations where that mild air eases over the cold snowpack that remains, especially across the higher terrain. It will be a rainy Christmas Eve, with temperatures holding in the upper 40s to around 50, with some leftover showers as the system pushes through on Thursday morning. So for Christmas Day, as the front tracks through New England and off the eastern seaboard, drier weather will move in, even some sunshine in the afternoon. The wind will flip around to the northwest, and it'll start to get cooler as the wind increases to over 20 miles per hour. Temperatures will start out near 50 degrees, but then slide back through the 40s and into the 30s by the end of the day. High pressure will build in for the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend, with mostly sunny skies on Friday in the lower 40s and a mix of sun and clouds in lower to mid-40s on Saturday. By Sunday, another disturbance will ride down the St. Lawrence Valley that could bring some rain and snow showers our way with temperatures in the mid-30s, and another wave of low pressure is possible on Monday with the light snow chance and highs again in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern Louisiana across much of Mississippi, southern Alabama, and the western Florida panhandle. Uncertainty exists in the thunderstorm forecast as extensive cloud cover and rain may limit destabilization. However, storms are expected to increase in coverage over the slight risk area. Shear profiles will already be favorable for rotating storms and/or bowing elements with veering and increasing winds with height. Regardless, heavy rain in the same region will cause localized flooding, and a flash flood watch is in effect for the eastern Gulf Coast region. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and high wind warnings are shifting east out of the Rockies and into the high plains as a strong storm lifts out toward the Great Lakes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Hollywood and West Palm Beach, both in Florida, to a low of zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and fog in the lower 50s, Boston cloudy with rain and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with scattered showers and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 64, set in 1990, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly rain showers through the afternoon, with just isolated pockets of some sleet or freezing rain, particularly in the deeper mountain valleys, temperatures climbing into the upper 30s to around 40. More rain showers tonight, also areas of fog, with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and fog today with highs in the mid-40s. More showers and fog tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More showers and fog tonight with lows near 40. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the mid-40s. More showers and fog tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More showers and fog tonight with lows around 40 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and fog becoming breezy late in the day, temperatures climbing into the lower 50s, remaining near 50 overnight on Wednesday night. Morning showers on Christmas Day, giving way to increasing sunshine, windy and turning cooler, with temperatures sliding back through the 40s and into the 30s by Thursday evening. Mostly sunny, lower 40s on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Saturday, a chance of rain and snow showers on Sunday, and on Monday a chance of light snow, with highs early next week in the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.